أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وللآخرة خير لك من الأولى ولسوف يعطيك ربك فترضى. In the previous ayat, Allah tabaraka ta'ala explained that by the coming of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the darkness that was existing in the world will be dispelled and light will come in the world. And however that darkness, there is that period of the darkness remains. And this is also that period in which Allah Ta'ala did not send wahi to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we can understand, we will hopefully understand that how Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam felt when we will see the explanation of the ayats in front, that his greatest love was to be in connection with Allah tabaraka ta'ala. And now when that connection was broken, wahi, revelation was not coming to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it had a great, great impact upon him. But Allah ta'ala consoled also that this night, this period that no connection is coming, will come to an end. Like many a person who has got some problem, health problem, and is awake at night while everyone else is sleeping, and that person is in a great distress at that time. But we can take relief that the morning will come and this night will come to an end when everyone else is sleeping. I'm alone lying awake here. The time will come when everyone will be awake and will be with me again. So like that, Allah Ta'ala consoles Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that the life of the Akhirat, and Akhirat year has two references. That is the later part of your life in this world also. You are going through this distress and difficulty now that wahi is not coming to you, but it is going to come to an end. And in this world, when Allah will be revealing the whole Quran Sharif to you and you will be reciting it in tahajjud, etc., what great enjoyment you will get. Or it refers to the life of the year after, that this worldly life, you will carry on making great effort for deen. You will carry on going through great mujahada, hardships and difficulties, but the akhirat is going to be so splendid for you. And usually it is when a person, no matter what difficulty he goes through, financial, health problems, emotional problems, but when that bright sunny day comes in his life again, he forgets everything of the past and he lives a happy life. So what Allah will give in the akhirat to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam cannot be imagined also. So Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَلْ آخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ لَكَ مِنَ الْأُولَىٰ. Or البتہ پیچھلی بہتر ہے تجھ کو پہلی سے. And the latter is definitely better for you than the former. That is in this world already. When we will give you Madinatul Munawwara, we'll make it the universal capital, the capital of the universe, and Islam will spread from there in the world. And that was the greatest coolness of the eyes of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to see people accepting Islam, saving themselves from Jahannam. Because as it has come in a hadith where Allah Ta'ala told Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that we will make you happy, فَتَرْضَى. Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam said, I will only be happy but until the last ummati of mine enters Jannah. That is the time I will be happy. So that is the concern and worry Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had, that how can everyone get saved from Jahannam and enter into Jannah. So Allah Ta'ala has promised this to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and further Allah makes it more clear, وَلَسَوْفَ يُعْطِيكَ رَبُّكَ فَتَرْضَى. اور آگے دے گا تجھ کو تیرا رب پھر تو راضی ہوگا. And Allah will be giving you soon. Sofa comes for very soon in the future. Allah will give you very soon, and Allah will give you so much that you will become happy with that. Hazrat Allama Shabbir Ahmad Usmani Rahmatullah Ali, in the commentary of this ayat, writes that Allah Tabarukat, that when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, first he was an orphan child, his father had passed away before he was born. And we know normally what an orphan child goes through. And then as soon as he gained his, he became understanding, he could just not tolerate the evil of his people, worshipping idols, etc. All the other terrible evils that were prevalent in them, burying daughters that were born, burying them alive. That the people could not tolerate that a daughter has been born to me, a girl has been born to me. All these terrible ills and evils that were in the society, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam could just not tolerate it. And Allah ta'ala had put in his heart that oneness of Allah, that Allah is one, the tawheed of Allah. The great love of Allah ta'ala was like a raging fire in the heart of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For that he used to go to the mountains, he used to go to the caves and call and make dua on Allah and seek Allah ta'ala until finally fatarza, when Allah chose him as his Nabi and Allah sent the ayats down, iqra bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq, read now. So that what was in the heart of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam found its practical explanation now. And now Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Allah taught him how to make the ibadat of Allah ta'ala, how to make namaz, and the greatest form of ibadat Allah had blessed Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam with, and that was namaz. How to make this namaz, Allah ta'ala had informed Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So this Allah ta'ala said, very soon we will make you happy. And as we will remember in the last surah, previous surah, Allah said with regard to Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu also, وَلَسَوْفَ يَرْضَى, and very soon will we make you happy also. Allah said those words for Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu also, for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also. Allah says, وَلَسَوْفَ يُعْطِيكَ رَبُّكَ فَتَرْضَى. Also, in another ayat of the Quran, Allah Ta'ala says, مَا كُنْتَ تَدْرِي مَا الْإِيمَانِ, you did not know what was Iman, O Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, but it is we that we had given you that Iman. It was in your heart that there is a creator, the one creator who is controlling everything, but you did not have the details of it. We had informed you and we had put it in your heart and we guided you towards this. And not only that, through Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah has guided billions and billions of people to also come on that right path and go towards Allah tabaraka ta'ala. This all shows the great position of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the great love Allah ta'ala has for Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. From our side, we should try and read Durood Sharif as much as possible and follow the deen in the pattern of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the sunnats of Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That will make us, give us success and make Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam also extremely happy. Wa akhiru da'wah.